From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean's growing garment industry seeks continued protection as the Uruguay-Iran negotiations drag on. The U.S. Immigration Service believes there's a child smuggling ring working out of Haiti, and 50 years after his death, who remembers Marcus Garvey? I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Textile and apparel producers in the developing world have agreed on a joint approach to the Uruguay-Iran negotiations now continuing in Geneva. Major producers such as China, Hong Kong, Korea, and India had previously argued that all preferential treatment, such as that enjoyed by Caribbean exporters, should be removed. After much negotiation, the major producers decided to shelve their objections. For the background to that development and what the joint approach to the Uruguay round will be, I telephone Mr. Peter King, who's the chairman of the Caribbean and Central American Textile Council.
There are different sizes of manufacturers and producers of apparel in the world. They're all in the developing world. At one extreme, you have Hong Kong, India, China, Korea, and the other, you have tiny states like those in the Caribbean. Now, we're in a process of integrating the textile and apparel sector into the GATT, and that would permit the large, low-volume, low-cost producers to ship their goods in an unrestrained manner into the markets of Europe.